Terrible Science, Annual 2009, from the terribly hilarious hit series of books, All the Glare and More, You'll Be in Stitches. Read by Vienna Vance. Dear reader, welcome to your Terrible Science Annual 2009, and what a humongously terrible treat we have in store for you. This year's annual is stuffed full of foul facts and squishy science. We've got raptors, rotting T-Rexes and robots, blood-sucking bugs, bullet-dodging spies, and freaky flying fellows, as well as loads of puzzles and things to do. This is the kind of info your science teachers would never allow you to get your hands on. T-Rex wrecked. 65 million years ago, an asteroid had a huge impact on dinosaur life. Let's peek inside a putrefying corpse of a Tyrannosaurus. 1. The impact made an enormous splash of dust, plunging the world into darkness and cold. With only scales to keep them warm, the dinos chilled out forever. Brr. 2. Eventually the dust settled, leaving a telltale layer of powdery rare metals in the rocks. 3. Gross gases guffing out of volcanoes made the rain turn into acid. This did for both the plants and the veggie dinosaurs. T-Rex 8. The gases may also have attacked the ozone layer. Surviving dinos would have got a terrible tan from UV damage. 4. Any dinosaurs within thousands of kilometers of the impact would have got a lethal lung full of soot. 5. After the impact, the world got colder and then much hotter. The temperature of reptile eggs decides whether they hatch male or female. Warm eggs hatch males. If this was also the case for dinos, no females would mean no eggs. Equals extinction. 6. T-Rex was marvelously well adapted for his world. But even with his phenomenally powerful legs, he couldn't run away from climate change. Hear that, humans? T-Rex also had a superb sense of smell. This part of its brain that sensed smell was the size of an orange. In humans, it's the size of a pea. 7. T-Rex's teeth were specially adapted for slicing flesh. Being so specialized means that when the world changes, you can't. 8. Unlike the adaptable mini-mammals, these cunning, ratty critters made it through the Great Extinction. Terrible Dizzy Lizzies. The heyday of the dinosaurs, terrible lizards, was a pretty hazardous time. Let's join one clawed critter to discover just how tough it could be. Greetings, folks. I'm an Oviraptor, a dinosaur from the late Cretaceous period. That's about 75 million years ago. Think of me as your partly feathered friend. In my average day, I do more danger dodging and killing. Check out one dangerous day in my life, but don't get in a flap. My main daily danger is getting enough to eat without bugging anyone else. They are getting bugged to death. I'm an omnivore, which means I'll gobble a bit of whatever I can get, whether it's greens, meat, or even insects. I've got a reputation for stealing eggs. My name means egg-eater, but these mini-mammals are much worse. They steal my eggs and nip my ankles. Nip-nip. Exasperating. Huge vegetarian pods mean me no harm. You have to get out of their way, of course. Apart from that, they're absolutely harmless. Erg. Disgusting. Digesting all that vegetable matter produces a lot of methane. Phew. Here's another numbskull who forgets how dangerous he is. One swipe from that club of a tail could knock you back into the Jurassic period. Youch. Ugh, watch out for prehistoric pedestrians, mate. The Ceratopsians are another vegetarian bunch who pack a punch. You wouldn't want to get on the end of those horns. Luckily, they use them for defense. They need them. Don't worry, Ceratopses, I'm not stopping. Because they get a lot of attention. Meet my killing cousins, the Velociraptors. They are armed with deadly weapons. Ugh, cut your toenails. They're razor-sharp claws. Imagine falling out with this relative, and you thought your family get-togethers were deadly. My noisy cousins tend to attract the big predators who come around for the scraps. In more ways than one. Their biggest danger is each other. They're always scrapping. Ha ha ha, how silly. Yikes, this guy could snap me in half with one chomp. Ugh, who are you laughing at? Boom, boom. Huge carnivores like this one have terrible breath. The dead meat and bacteria on their teeth can't help. Yeah, and I could floss with your feathers. Sandstorms are a real hazard for desert-dwelling dinos. It's not just bad weather that comes from the skies. Why do they call these gliding guys pterosaurs? Because when they're around, the pterosaurs. That one wasn't the biggest flying foe, though. Duck! They haven't evolved yet. I'm an Ornithocereus, actually. On the ground, you have to watch out for tar pits. Sticky. Ha! Soft landing, mate.